Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome, and happy, happy Saturday. Thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. And, of course, I do want to give out our phone number, and that number is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. I do love to hear from you. And, again, if you can call in, we'd love to hear from you. We have an incredible show for you today, and of course, I always like to start our show with something uplifting, and today's is sometimes you will never know the value of a moment until it becomes a memory. And of course, I invite you also to listen to our podcast after it airs here. Joining me this morning is Keith Goldberg, and of course, we're going to be talking about I want to call it a nightmare, not even a memory, but a nightmare of November 8th, 2018, the mass shooting over at Borderline Bar and Grill. And that's in Thousand Oaks. 12 people lost their lives that evening, including the initial first responder on the scene, Sergeant Helis. And of course, they're putting together the second annual Ron Helis Rally, hosted by the Ventura County Sheriff's Office and Ventura County Fire Department in collaboration with Westlake Porsche. And of course, that's going to be happening August 7th. And of course, here to talk to us is Keith Goldberg, and he is the general manager of Rustnick Westlake Porsche. Keith, welcome, and thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, Kim. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about yourself and, of course, who you are. And what is the Hero Porsche 911?
Sure, happy to. So, of course, I'm a local resident. I've lived in Ventura County since 1995. And so, you know, our grassroots are here. I started working with Rustnack Automotive Group in July of 2001. So I'm getting ready to celebrate my 21st anniversary in 20 years with Porsche. And, you know, referring back to the borderline mass shooting, you know, as you know, my children would, you know, frequent the borderline quite often. Unfortunately, night they weren't there, but they did have two friends that were there that made it home alive. And that
Thank
was due
God.
To the efforts of Sergeant Helis being the first responder. I mean, he saved hundreds of lives. You know, unfortunately, you know, he sacrificed his and 11 others did as well. But, you know, the events that happened, you know, did save a lot of people, a tremendous amount of people. So the Hero 911 was kind of a concept that I dreamt up in my head one day, sitting on the showroom looking at a 911, thinking about the borderline and what transpired. And I said, you know, wouldn't it be a great cause to develop a Porsche patrol unit, like it's a Ventura County Sheriff's unit, like the patrol car Ron was driving on his end of watch on November 8th. But instead of it being a Chevy Tahoe, you know, it's going to be a Porsche 911 dressed up as a Ventura County patrol unit. And so I reached out to the Ventura County Sheriff's Office, told them what I wanted to do, wanted to develop the car, asked them if they would allow us to use the graphics. And we designed certain things that were really symbolic towards Ron itself in his honor. And so the car was developed, it was born, and it served its purpose. It was developed to raise awareness for what happened. It was designed to pay tribute to Ron. And ultimately, the finale was the first Helis Hero 911 rally, which we raised funds for the Ventura County Sheriff's Foundation to contribute for the building of the new Ron Helis Tactical Training Facility. So law enforcement is trained better to handle mass shootings of this nature, you know, moving forward. And the great thing is the facility is now under construction, and we were glad to be a part of it.
Wow. Hats off to you. And what an incredible, dream that you had to create that. And let me ask you, your dealership is involved in the rally on August 7th. And what is the inspiration behind that?
Yes. So just like the first Hero 9/11, we developed the second Hero 9/11. But this time, since we paid tribute to Ron, we wanted to kind of open up this tribute this time and honor all first responders. So the Hero 9/11, .2 was developed to support and honor, not only the Sheriff's Department, Ventura County Sheriff's Department, but Ventura County Fire, EMT, AMR Gold Coast, which is the transportation, they have the helicopters and the ambulances. And so this car came out fantastic. This rally that we're going to have on August 7th is set to raise funds for two funds, one on the search and rescue side, which is Ventura County SAR, and the second is for the Ventura County Fire Department's Widows and Orphans Fund. So both great causes, and we're happy to do it. And it's just a fantastic event that's planned for August 7th. The last event was spectacular, and we're hoping that we can make this one even better.
I love it. I love it. And again, for our listeners that are just waking up, starting their day with us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life, we're talking about Sunday, August 7th. Registration opens up at 8:15 and poll assignments, right? And then you've got the rally. Then you've got the event with the emergency vehicles, live auction, and gourmet lunch. Talk to us about where you're going to start and where you're going to take us all the way until we have lunch.
Sure. So we start at Oaks Christian High School here in Westlake Village. Cars will arrive around, 8 a.m. Launch will be at 9 a.m. We're going to go over, to PCH, go through some of the canyons, have some nice fun spirited driving, come up PCH, come back through Ventura County, and we're going to wind up at a fantastic event. I don't know if you know this place, Kim, but it's the Hummingbird Ranch on the east end of Simi Valley.
Oh, yes. I love that place. It's like this private destiny at the end of Simi Valley. Beautiful. What a great spot, too.
Yeah, it's a 126-acre ranch. Mm-hmm. And the spot that we have for the event, of course, we're going to have cars displayed. But the Sheriff's Department and Fire Department are going to bring out some of their assets. Search and Rescue is going to bring out some of theirs as well. So we're going to have, choppers on site. We're going to have the SWAT team, the bomb squad, canine activity, you name it. Just fire departments, hooks and ladders with big American flags and just great photo opportunities. Just a great venue to, come out and pay tribute to all of the first responders. Followed up with a gourmet lunch, and you do get two lunches. So if you have, more than one occupant in the car, we do provide two gourmet lunches, followed by a live auction. And this live auction is really unique to any other auction because we're going to have things made available to the public that are never available. Things like a day with the bomb squad, a day with the canine unit, could be a day with the crime lab. So I know the Sheriff's Department and Fire Department are working on these unique auction items, so we'll have the final plans here shortly. But it's just spectacular. That's all I can tell you.
I'm excited. I'm really excited about this. And you know what I love about stuff like this is that it's a win-win. You get to go and have an incredible time while helping other people. And what benefits to help different people. I love that. So talk to us. First of all, did you actually know Sergeant Ron Helis?
I didn't know Ron, but, when we developed the first car, the car went on tour. We visited a lot of different places, a lot of different car rallies for good causes. And, when we did these events and the Helis rally, I was fortunate to have Karen Helis, Ron's wife, be my co-pilot. So we got to talk a lot about Ron, family, and, just what a great person he was.
That's wonderful. So you actually got the inside scoop, right?
I kind of do, but I'm sworn to secrecy.
I figured that. And did their son, did you meet their son?
I did meet him, and the great news is he actually just got married.
Congratulations to him. Wow. That, and, you know, that's what it's all about is, you know, unfortunately, life goes on. How do we make it a win-win and look at the brighter side of life? And again, we're talking about the 12 people that lost their lives the evening of the mass shooting. That was November 8, 2018. I can't even believe it's been that long. Over at Borderline Bar, and it's over in Thousand Oaks. I'm sure everybody, it was such a huge thing in our community. And here we are giving back and really raising money for two amazing organizations. If we, you know, the sheriffs and then the fire, the widows and their children from all the people that help us with all the fires that we've gone through. What a perfect thing. How did you decide on those charities?
Well, it was decided, so the last time we did it was for Ventura County Sheriff's Foundation. But since we are inviting, you know, other entities of the first responders, you know, we felt we were going to donate to a couple different charities this time.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was decided on the behalf of Ventura County Search and Rescue and Ventura County Fire. That was their choice.
Got it. I love it. Okay, so how do our listeners find you and, you know, register for this? And tell us all about that.
Okay, so there's a couple different ways that you can find information. One of the ways is you can go to our website, which is PortiaWestlake.com, and look for the Hero Rally dropdown in the menu, and it will show you, you know, pictures of the new car, what its cause is. It will show you the first car and what we achieved with it. And then it can point you to the actual website to join, or you can go to the official website, which is helusrally.com. That's HELUSRALLY.com. And once again, the Helus Rally website will give you all the details and information you need.
Okay, perfect. And of course, I do want to, you know, just for anybody that's tuning in right now, we're talking with Keith Goldberg. And of course, we're talking with the manager over at Resnick Westlake Porsche, one of my favorite cars. Okay. And let me ask you one. So are you going to have a lot of those Porsches out there too?
There's going to be a ton of Porsches.
Okay.
I assure you. Yeah.
Okay. I figured that. And let me ask you what, you know, how long is that ride from you're taking us on a nice cruise, correct?
Yes, it's a nice cruise, but it's not too lengthy.
Okay.
It's just right. It's a bite-sized rally. And like I said, you know, we're going to be going over to Malibu and then back through Ventura County, ending up at Hummingbird Ranch. But we do want to leave enough time, you know, to enjoy our lunch and then also have that live auction that we described.
There you go. And do you need any other items? Where can people donate or become a part of this?
Yes, so they can contact me here at the dealership through my email. It's on the PortiaWestlake.com website.
Okay.
Or they can call the dealership and ask for me directly, and I'm happy to facilitate any items that somebody may want to add. We actually just got two exciting items delivered to us today from Porsche Cars North America. They donated two Porsche Experience Center gift certificates, which allows you to go down to Los Angeles and immerse yourself in the world of Porsche and drive, you know, our 911 sports cars and our fully electric Taycan cars on a closed circuit exhibition track, you know, with trained professional instructors and have lunch on site. And it's just a spectacular event.
One of my sons is a go-kart racer, and so he's into racing. I think that's got one of his names on it right there. I love that. So very fun. Yeah, very fun. I know that a lot of people are going to be excited about this. And, of course, it's such a win-win. And, of course, again, I do want to not leave by saying that my heart goes out to the people that we have lost. But as we, you know, get together, and, of course, we are better together, and many hands make little work. So I think this is going to be an incredible event. And Keith, I thank you so much. I know you're busy, and I appreciate your time coming on here and sharing it. And we're going to be sharing this all over the place. So I hope to talk to you again before the 7th.
That'd be great. And I do also want to add a theme that was added to this car. I mean, obviously, the first car was to, you know, pay respect to Ron and the tribute to Ron, but it was also for the 12 people that lost their lives at the borderline. And this car, the Hero 911.2, on the back windshield, there is angel wings, gold angel wings with a 12 in the middle that is symbolic to those borderline 12.
So this gave me chills. Wow.
Really, really important to mention that.
That's beautiful. All right. Well, I am going to be sharing this throughout our newsletter. So if anybody's listening and you don't already have our newsletter, definitely call in, leave us your name, your number, and your email, or you can text us at our number. And this will be all the way through our social. Definitely follow us through our social because we're going to be sharing all this there, and you are not going to want to miss this event. Again, Keith, thank you so much. Download our podcast after it airs here and share this with everyone. Thank you so much for being a part of the brighter side of life here in the Kim Pagano Show.
Thank you for including us, Kim. We appreciate it.
You got it. All right. We are going to take a really quick break. And, of course, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. Our phone number here is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us, and we'll be right back.
Main Street Mortgage guides and educates clients based on three fundamental principles coined by America's homeownership coach, John W. Mallett, which form the basis of their unique approach to building wealth and well-being through homeownership. When followed, these principles result in their clients' successful purchase of their home and lay a strong foundation for sustained homeownership. Main Street Mortgage's mission, purpose, and goals are to provide you with the tools to finance and purchase your dream home. Come one step closer to homeownership by contacting Gina at 818-874-9900. That's 818-874-9900. Don't put your dreams on hold any longer. Call today.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
The Kim Pagano Show is proud to partner with the eWomen Network as they continue to help millions of women entrepreneurs achieve their goal of $1 million in annual revenue. The eWomen Network accelerated events take place the first Wednesday of each month at the beautiful Los Robles Greens in Thousand Oaks. The event will include lunch with wonderful speakers talking about relevant topics for your business and many opportunities to network with potential clients and make connections. Come join the fun and elevate your business. The eWomen Network only requires one lifetime member fee and a monthly fee to stay active on their website. Come find out how the eWomen Network is different than the other networking groups. Apply now on their website at
eWomenNetwork.com/chapters/Calabasas-665. That's eWomenNetwork.com/chapters/Calabasas-665.
Are you worried your perfect customers are finding you online, then clicking away because your website makes your business look outdated? Imagine this, having a website that reflects your expertise and professionalism. Peace of mind knowing your website is kept up to date and secure. A managed hosting plan, especially for your website. If you're ready to have all that you imagined, visit webweaversconsulting.com for WordPress website packages, maintenance plans, and hosting plans. Webweavers Consulting will make your website work for you so you can focus on making a difference in your own unique way. That's webweaversconsulting.com.
Are you ready to empower your child with the skills they need to safely enjoy the water? Kim O'Brien with Survival Swim with Kim, Infant Aquatics, teaches self-rescue swim skills to children of all ages. Self-rescue skills can save a child's life if they accidentally fall into the water. After losing her daughter to drowning, Kim became a certified survival swim instructor to help families in Ventura County protect their children. Survival Swim with Kim teaches kids 6 months and up how to roll and float independently. Don't wait. Check out survivalswimwithkim.com. That's survivalswimwithkim.com or call Kim at 805-620-7177. That's 805-620-7177.
Now back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. I'm really sad, but of course I'm happy because we are on our 11th week of our 12 weeks to finding happiness. And of course, joining us is Todd Packin. This has been really fun, really knowledgeable. I know we've had so many callers and so many people just tuning in to find happiness in a time that we most need it now. And of course, I want to welcome Todd Packin. And of course, he's TX Mindstream Academy. He's the author of Finding Happiness. And he's sharing his own experiences and giving back to the world in a way that we all need it. Todd, welcome and thank you so much for coming back.
Thanks so much. Real happy. This is a great week to be involved. This is a very exciting week, week 11.
There you go. And so what do you have for us for week 11? It's
focusing on an attitude of gratitude.
Mm,
you know, studies have actually shown that people who are grateful for what they have are happier people. And of course, that makes sense if you're feeling really appreciative and good about what you have compared to other people, as opposed to the opposite, you naturally feel happier.
Wow. And so, you know, when you kind of get into those, I call them pity city, okay, for a moment, you're kind of like, you know, looking at you can't see the brighter side. How do you really switch that and turn it to the being the gratitude?
Yeah, I mean, I think it starts. I think it starts in the beginning of your day. You know, I've mentioned it other weeks. It's helpful if you're a guy with a shaving kit and you put a note next to your shaving kit, or a woman with their makeup kit. And the note really should talk about everything that you have that other people don't have. It has so much to do with the list of people that you choose to compare yourself to. I mean, at any point, you can look to the left, figuratively speaking, and see all the billionaires and millionaires and feel bad about the fact that you don't have that amount of money. Or you can choose to look to the right and you can see all of the people who don't have what you have. I've often brought up children because my wife and I had so much trouble having a child. We have one son. He's a gift baby. That's like in vitro.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if you have, you know, 2, 3, 4 kids, I think you really should feel so grateful, because there are so many people out there who can't have kids and would give up every ounce of their savings, believe me, if they could just have one child. So it really is looking at which group you choose to look at, whether it's the people who have more than you and feel bad or the people who have less than you and feel great.
Love that. I love that reminder of really, you know, and it's also about living in the moment, right? Living in the moment and taking a deep breath and smelling the roses and looking at your surroundings and just really appreciating the people that are in your life, in your family, in your work life, and just all the stuff that you are grateful for. So I love that.
That's a perfect segue, because what I encourage people to do is to make a list of the people that they should be grateful for. And I always start out with your ancestors who first came to America, because we're all immigrants. And that first trip to America with my grandpa Ruby, he was 12 years old. He had nothing. And he was on that boat, I know, for a long time. And when he came here, nobody worked harder than he did to get our family off on the right foot. And I believe it's the same for pretty much everybody who's listening today. You have some ancestor who made the decision to come over, whether it was from England or Europe or anywhere, and make a big difference in your life. And you should, even though they're no longer around, you should be really appreciative of them. And second, I think of all of the warriors that we've had or military people we've had who have fought and died or maybe just fought in all of the wars, World War One and World War Two, and the wars since then, who have fought for our freedoms. And I think we really need to be grateful to them as well.
I totally agree. And you know what? Just because they're not here, they should still be leaving their legacy, and we should still be talking about them. And you know, I mean, I think of the stories that my grandma and my grandpa used to tell me, and the knowledge, and the, you know, and my kids, unless I share them, will never know that. And so we need to keep those alive.
Right. That's another thing. It's so important that you speak to the people who are getting older. If your parents are in their 80s or 90s, and, you know, find out the stories of the history of your family. Once they're gone, they can't tell those stories. The other thing I recommend is just thinking of all the people who are still alive today who helped you. I mean, anyone who's successful today has people who, along the way, gave you a helping hand. And wouldn't they appreciate it now? Perhaps they're retired, and nobody really feels, you know, great about everything all the time. And to get a letter in the mail from someone who says, look, Joe, I think you remember me, but you made such a difference in my life when I was in my 20s, just starting out in the job, and you were the one person who gave me that assistance. So writing a letter or making a phone call to someone who helped you along the way and showing gratitude can really be powerful.
I love it. You know, there's a PR person that I gave me a lot of hope and a lot of help. And he just had they did a video and they did a Zoom call this week. And it was really incredible to see all the people that he had touched. And he was 95 when he passed away, peacefully in his sleep. But, you know, his daughters were on my show. There was just so many people. And it was like, wow, he left a legacy. And not only that, so many people remember how he inspired them, how he just gave them hope.
Oh, that's amazing.
And it was beautiful. I was like, wow, that's what I want for,
absolutely,
you know, to leave that legacy.
So, I mean, the main thing I want to leave with your listeners today is they have a choice. And we really, in general, with my entire 12-week program, you choose to be happy. Stuff happens to you. All of us, you get in a car accident and you're not seriously hurt, but boy, is it aggravating. You got to go through the paperwork and you got to get the car taken care of. And you have a choice. You can let it really ruin you for a week, or you can kind of do your best to move on. So happiness is a choice. When it comes to gratitude, I want to encourage you to look at, again, to the left, so to speak, to all the people that have less than you. Look at our southern border, which we're talking about so much nowadays, and how many people are desperately trying to get here from Central America. Why do they want to come here? Because we have it so much better than they do. So try to think about that each day. You'll certainly feel better than if you, again, look at all the people that have more than you and make you feel less than.
Wow, that's really good. And, you know, again, let's just share where our listeners can find all of your stuff. And, of course, I know that they can go to iTunes, and you are actually there sharing that part, too.
Yeah, I mean, the easiest thing to do, because I have everything, is at my website, which is just my name, T-O-D-D, my last name, Patkin, P-A-T-K-I-N.com. So toddpatkin.com. You can see my 12-week program to happiness, which is what I've been sharing with all of you the last 2 or 3 months. You'll see me on video, so I will be going through what I've been talking to you about. You can also see my TEDx program on happiness, some of my television interviews. And then if you want to buy the book or if you want to buy the workbook, it has a spot for you to buy the book and buy the workbook.
Okay. That sounds really cool. And, you know, I know that we have one more, you know, week. And so can you just authentically really talk about how you went through these steps. And, you know, when people, we all think, you know, people try diets, people try eating habits, they try anger management. We try all different things, but finding happiness, how cool is that? And you have actually found those steps to make it happen.
I'd be happy to next week go through how it went with me. And it's, again, it's like we talked about, it wasn't smooth sailing. Some
right.
of the steps I found easy, like exercise, because I was always doing it. Reading motivational books, I was always doing it. But certainly week three, you know, stop talking mean to yourself, being more positive with yourself, which is the most important week of all, it took a lot of time and effort. But you can get there. I mean, I have been able to get to a place where I'm really not mean to myself. If I do something dumb, I actually laugh at it. I think I mentioned to you that I read a fortune cookie, which I thought was great. And they said that they, when you finally become an adult, you learn to laugh at all the dumb things that you do.
Mm-hmm.
So giving yourself a break, moving on when you make mistakes, not constantly beating yourself up, makes a huge difference.
I mean, be kind. Be kind to yourself. You know, sometimes we can look in the mirror and think of the thoughts that are going through our head, and then look back and go, would we treat anybody like that? So that's one of your steps, too.
Absolutely. Yep. It's so important to be kind to yourself, to be nice to yourself. All the steps, it's one step after the next. Again, we encourage you to do it because your kids will be like you. So even if you're finding it hard and you're ready to give up because it's not worth it to you, think about your kids. If you're someone who tends to be an unhappy person, tends to always beat themselves up, tends to always be afraid of the future, or you're focused on the past, your kids will do that the rest of their lives as well. So make the effort to make the change for them as well as yourself.
I love it. Todd Packin, again, thank you so much for sharing your wealth. And this is really, truly wealth. If you haven't already gotten your book or you haven't already gone on YouTube, definitely check out Todd Packin and give out your website one more time.
It's my name, Todd, T-O-D-D, Patkin, P-A-T-K-I-N.com, ToddPatkin.com. And as I said, you know, if there's enough people that are interested in meeting me, I can always come out there in the fall and sign books. So if you would like to meet me and talk about some of this stuff, perhaps you can call in to Kim's show. And if there's enough people, then I'll fly out. I'm from Boston, and we can have a good day.
There you go. We did it before, right?
Yep.
And
it was great.
Out. I mean, it was pretty amazing. So I love that.
All right. Thanks so much, Kim.
Thank you so much. Have a great rest of your weekend.
You too.
All right. We are going to take a really quick break, and when we come back, we're going to be talking with Dr. Julie Gotza, and of course, we're going to be talking about uncooked foods that may increase your risk of foodborne illness, especially if you have a certain medical condition. So with that, let me tell you, I don't know, food is getting a little scary lately, so I'm really interested in this. I do want to remind you of the Brew Fest that's coming up. We still have tickets, and of course, you can call in right now to win them at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. I look forward to hearing from all of you, and also you can text us at that number. Just leave us your name, your number, and your email. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Ready to empower your child with the skills they need to safely enjoy the water? Kim O'Brien with Survival Swim with Kim, Infant Aquatics, teaches self-rescue swim skills to children of all ages. Self-rescue skills can save a child's life if they accidentally fall into the water. After losing her daughter to drowning, Kim became a certified survival swim instructor to help families in Ventura County protect their children. Survival Swim with Kim teaches kids 6 months and up how to roll and float independently. Don't wait. Check out SurvivalSwimWithKim.com. That's SurvivalSwimWithKim.com or call Kim at 805 805- 805-620-7177. That's 805-620-7177.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
The Kim Pagano Show is proud to partner with the eWomen Network as they continue to help millions of women entrepreneurs achieve their goal of $1 million in annual revenue. The eWomen Network accelerated events take place the first Wednesday of each month at the beautiful Los Robles Greens in Thousand Oaks. The event will include lunch with wonderful speakers talking about relevant topics for your business and many opportunities to network with potential clients and make connections. Come join the fun and elevate your business. The eWomen Network only requires one lifetime membership fee and a monthly fee to stay active on their website. Come find out how the eWomen Network is different than the other networking groups. Apply now on their website at
eWomenNetwork.com/chapters/Calabasas-665. That's eWomenNetwork.com/chapters/Calabasas-665.
Did you know anger management is available to you? Do you live with stress every day? Are you driving, feeling stressed, possibly speeding? There are stress management techniques available to you to help you reduce stress and the risk of a court-ordered anger management class. TNT Anger Management Services can help you. The consultation is free. Call TNT today, not tomorrow, at 818-264-6255. That's 818-264-6255. Or go to their website at tntams.com. That's tntams.com.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. My next guest is Dr. Julie Gotza, and of course, we're talking about uncooked foods. There's been so many things in the news lately of, meat being bad, chicken being bad. I don't know. I'm getting more and more cautious of what I eat, and so I love that Julie's going to be coming on here talking about some of these things that do really increase your risk of foodborne illnesses, especially if you have certain medical conditions. Julie, welcome, and thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having me, Kim.
Yeah. Talk to us. So what, first of all, why are you talking about this? Because there's so many things going on in the news lately.
Well, actually, I talk about this all the time. I've been a doctor for 31 years, and I found that if you actually correctly address the digestive system and you get it working so efficiently that you never have to think about it, you basically win the health game. I don't care if you've got chronic pain in your wrist. When you fix the digestive system, you have the ability to improve all the other things that you have complaints about. So I've been giving high-quality digestive enzymes to my patients for years because it helps to break down the normal food that they're eating. But it also helps if they do have contaminated food or a bacteria that doesn't belong in the gut. It helps with viruses. It helps with poisons and toxins. And so I always want to have a solution for patients because who knows when you're going to come across, getting sick from something that you had no, idea about. So I always want to have a solution for people, but then educate them on how to try to avoid it the best they can. And, the biggest one I would say is poultry. And anytime you're dealing with poultry, you want to really be mindful of the knife that you use. You want to wash it if you're going to cut something else, or the cutting board that you're using, you want to wash it before you use it for something else, and wash it with hot water and soap, or keep a separate cutting board for the poultry and the meats that you cut so that it doesn't contaminate vegetables and fruit.
I have a question for you. First of all, are you plant-based, or do you still eat meat and chicken and all that stuff?
I'm very much a meat eater. I encourage it.
Okay.
Yeah, and here's why. I find that plant-based diets are wonderful, but I find that people aren't very good at it. And, there are countries that aren't in America that are very good at this, and they don't eat meat, but they soak their beans for 2-3 days. They're you know, preparing their food and really doing all the right things, not just having a bowl of pasta and throwing some zucchini on it and calling it dinner. And I find that, you know, to be plant-based, you really do have to do a lot more work than, you know, just eat some bread and a tomato on it.
Right, right, exactly. But do you eat a lot of meat?
I encourage it pretty much every meal, whether it's eggs or fish or meat or chicken or whatever it may be. I think that most people are protein deficient, and it's one of the reasons that we don't feel so good is we're eating grains for breakfast and having cereals and bagels and a cup of coffee, and lunch we're having sandwiches with some deli meat on it, and dinner is whatever dinner might be. But, you know, if it's pizza or pasta, the lack of protein and quality protein is really getting people into problems, because each one of our cells needs protein as its first source, because it's the hardest of the foods to break down and the most complicated, but the most needed at a cellular level to make energy and repair your body. And people are using carbs instead of using protein to fill themselves up.
Wow. And now, you know, I mean, I've been told by a couple heart doctors, okay, that plant-based, you know, that I should not eat any meat at all. What's your thought on that?
I think it's incorrect. Now, it doesn't mean for everybody it's incorrect, but
correct.
In the general sort of base, I think that what's happened is we are supposed to be making digestive enzymes, an adequate amount to break down our foods. Well, as we age, we aren't making that amount of enzymes that we used to. So we're eating food, we're not breaking down. Now we're getting digestive stress, whether it's bloating or gas or inflammation of sorts in the gut and constipation, diarrhea, acid reflux, whatever it may be digestively that you're experiencing. If you have attention on your digestion whatsoever, it generally means it's not efficient, because people who have efficient systems don't think about it. They don't even consider that there's a problem digestively. So because we aren't making enough enzymes, our food source has changed, our soil has changed, the way we prepare our foods has changed. I've been giving high-quality digestive enzymes since I've been practicing, and I use a company, they call it Absorbaid, and it is a vegan-based digestive enzyme that breaks down the proteins. It breaks down your fat. Fats are needed for hormones and for tissue repair. It breaks down the carbohydrates and the vegetables. It even has an enzyme in it to break down dairy products. So by doing that, you're able to wring the most nutrients that you can out of each one of your meals, and that is how you regain your health, by getting these nutrients into the body. So you can buy a bunch of, you know, vitamins, and certainly I sell a lot of them in my office depending on what people are deficient in. But the first thing I'll ever do is give them the Absorbaid so that they get the most bang for their buck with each meal that they're eating.
I love it. And back to the undercooked foods. I mean, there was a while that we used to wash our chicken. Then they started saying, don't wash your chicken. What's your thought on that?
I always think wash it. I mean, water is never going to hurt anything. It does get away. Anything that's just sort of sitting there, you want to pat it dry if you want to, you know, cook it. It's easier rather than putting wet chicken in a pan or on the grill. And
right.
And then, you know, use a thermometer just so that you're aware. And you get good at it after a while. You don't need the thermometer. But, you know, chicken should be cooked to 165 degrees Fahrenheit. And,
right.
You know, then pull it off the grill, the oven, whatever it may be. And you got chicken that's perfectly cooked. It's adequate. As far as red meat goes, you know, lots of people like it rare. Lots of them like it well done. I don't really care about the red meat. That's not usually the foodborne problem. And, you know, turkey and chicken are your biggest ones. People eat sushi all the time, so it's usually not fish as well. So it's your poultry that you really want to be mindful. And, you know, the other thing that you do want to be careful is things like when you are packing a cooler, people will put the beverages on the bottom, cover it with ice, and then maybe put whatever they're grabbing for the grill on top. If you do that, make sure your food is wrapped very well in a non-leaked bag so that the chicken juice doesn't drip onto the ice, which drips onto the beverages, and now you're drinking chicken
yeah.
juice with your beverage.
Very
so, you know,
yeah.
So it's just sort of, you know, you're throwing
simple things
in,
but
or maybe
you don't
the kids
really,
are doing
really,
it.
Yeah. Julie, so let me ask you a question. What are the usual symptoms of food poisoning?
I mean, generally you'll have, you know, some disruption in the universe in your gut, where you either have gas or bloating, or you have some pain, or you're burping, or next you can feel like you want to throw up, and you just might. And diarrhea shortly comes, and sometimes at the same time. So, you know, if anyone's ever traveled out of country and been, you know, stuck with the Montezuma's Revenge, you basically want to die because you feel so lousy. So, yeah. You know, if something like this is occurring, this is where I'll give the Absorb-Aid and start throwing Absorb-Aid into the guts and help to absorb and break down those toxins and the bacteria that's in there. Activated charcoal along with that is super valuable. So, you know, I always say to people, please get the activated charcoal, put it in your medicine cabinet. Always have Absorb-Aid on hand. You should be taking it with every meal anyhow, but you really can up the amount that you're taking if you have food poisoning, and it gets you through it a lot quicker.
Wow, good stuff there. Give out your information, how people can find you also.
They can go to the website, which is naturessources.com, and they can read about the Absorb-Aid and, you know, the different forms it comes in and just how valuable and it's, you know, really rated so highly. Plus, it really does work and do what it says it's supposed to. They can also get some free samples or 20% off their first order if they use the code RADIO, and that 1-800 number is 1-800-827-7656.
Okay. And probiotics, how important are probiotics?
You know, we have diets now that wipe out a lot of our good bacteria in our bodies. And so we've got yeast that's overgrowing, and we've got, you know, stressful lives and alcohol consumption and too much sugar we're putting in and microwave food. So, you know, probiotics are super important if you're trying to get this body working properly and have the energy you want and be able to sleep well and keep your weight down. Nature Sources company not only offers Absorb-Aid, but they also offer Absorb-Aid Platinum, and it has not only the 5 basic enzymes, it has 7 more things in there, plus the probiotics. So, you know, if you really just want to do yourself a huge favor and your family, I keep a bowl of them out on my counter so that I never forget to take each meal. And if you're inflamed or you're feeling toxic or your body's not doing well, you can take them on an empty stomach at night, and it actually gets rid of inflammation. So if you've got joint pain, your ankles are swollen, your back hurts, you can take these Absorb-Aid Platinum and the Absorb-Aid empty stomach, and now it's not breaking down your food, it's breaking down inflammation, poisons, and toxins.
Wow, really good stuff there. Okay.
Yeah, it's one of those things that, you know, too bad people don't know about this. This is such simple, easy, natural solutions, and it's a vegan formula, so they're using nature to actually help you break down food. And, you know, there's just a million answers out there that don't mean you have to go and be, you know, committed to taking a medication for the rest of your life if you have solutions like this.
I like it. And my last thing that I really want to talk to you about is processed food. So many people, you know, I just heard something saying like, okay, you eat really good, I don't know, let's just say turkey, but if it's processed, it's not good for you, right? You think you're eating a healthy sandwich. And so is it better? Like, I've been now baking turkey and then slicing it off that way instead of getting it in those packages that's full of water and full of other stuff, correct?
Well, yes. And, you know, what people don't know is they put it in a vat, they put enzymes in it so it breaks down, so then it looks like it's just one big, nice, wonderful white ball of turkey. And what happens is it's been altered, and it's now been sort of, you know, broken down into a water and then put back into a solid. So, you know, the turkey sandwiches that you're having the day after Thanksgiving, that is turkey. That's what turkey looks like. That's how turkey behaves. And so I always take a look at, you know, what were our grandparents eating? What the heck did they have as choices? And, you know, as much as technology has changed and we're all used to, you know, this fantastic change that's happening in our lives, bodies don't change. They are the same that they've been from the beginning. And I think that we get a little lazy thinking, well, there's faster, easier ways to feed our bodies. And boy, there's simple ways to just eat protein bars and, you know, do microwave foods and have this thing instead of actually eating real food. So, you know, is deli meat real food? I mean, it fills you up, but is that really something that you want to give to a sick 2-year-old and try to improve their body as a bunch of deli meat? You want to give them cooked chicken and eggs and lots of steamed green vegetables and, you know, lots of water and get their bodies nice and healthy that way. So that's how I always look at, you know, treating any person is, you know, shop the perimeter of the grocery store and use deli meat on occasion. But, you know, if you're relying on that every day for lunch, you're not doing yourself any favors. You should be eating the leftover chicken from last night for lunch or, you know, the leftover, you know, bring hard-boiled eggs and start, you know, really eating from the refrigerator that's actually real food.
There you go. I love it. And, of course, for anybody that's just waking up with us, starting your day here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life, we're talking with Dr. Julie Gatza, and she's been on several times. You always have interesting things to talk about. And, you know, with this heat wave that we've going on right now, I just want to talk about really, you know, keeping your bodies and being well hydrated. Talk to us about that. There's a lot of symptoms that I had no idea. My husband was dehydrated one time, and it was scary stuff. We had no idea what was going on. And so I really want to talk to, you know, let you share all the symptoms for that.
It is a little scary because you don't realize that by the time you know you're dehydrated, you're far past what it should be. I mean, even being thirsty for water already means you're well past dehydration. Knees achy, joints achy, restless legs at night, extreme tiredness, brain fog. There's so many symptoms that are simply just hydration. And the thing that people once again make mistakes is they think if they're drinking a monster drink or a Gatorade or even coffee and juices and lemonades and iced teas are hydration. It isn't. Those things are not water. Those are masked as liquid. And what we really need is water. Now, if you want to flavor your water with watermelon and let it sit in the fridge overnight or flavor it with berries or mint leaves or citrus, it's totally fine to change it that way. But don't be, you know, relying on flavored water from the stores. You want to do it yourself and you want to drink, you know, at least 8 ounce glasses a day, depending upon your weight. And get it in. You should be going to the bathroom often in the day because that is the way that you'll flush the system. And, you know, people who don't urinate enough throughout the day generally means they're also dehydrated.
Wow. Okay. And, of course, what about, I know we briefly, we have a couple minutes left. You know, you're talking about urinating, but what about going to the, you know, the bathroom? And is that the only way to lose weight or is it your body clearing yourself out?
Well, everyone should have a bowel movement every day in general, just one. If you're more frequent, you know, people have different sort of patterns, but you shouldn't be going a day without having a bowel movement. And the reason being is when you don't get rid of the waste that happens every time you eat, you're reabsorbing those toxins. So keeping that normal does allow the metabolism to not have to fight you reabsorbing toxins in the bloodstream, and then the immune system's working to handle that, and your body starts, you know, sort of hanging on to fat rather than getting rid of it. So, you know, having a digestive system that really does work properly, where you're breaking down your foods and you're getting those nutrients into the body the way that they need to and eliminating the waste, taking these enzymes keeps your weight, either you can start losing weight or you can maintain it, but it's really hard to continue to gain weight when you're taking enzymes to break down your actual food and utilizing what you need and getting rid of what you shouldn't have.
I love it. Julie, Dr. Julie Gatza, thank you so much for sharing all these great tips with us throughout our life here, you know. And thank you for being a guest here on the Kim Pagano Show. Please download our podcast and share it with everyone out there, too.
Thank you. I will. Thanks, Kim.
All right.
Nice to
thanks,
hear
Julie.
Again.
You got it. Thank you again. All right, we are at the end of our show, and I hope that you got some really amazing tips here, really how to keep your healthy immune system going and maintaining it. And of course, we definitely want to share with everyone to go and be involved in Keith Goldberg for the memory of Sergeant Ron Helas. And of course, that's happening. Let me see here. I was going back to the other thing, but it's actually happening. Oh, my gosh. Hold on. We just talked about it. August 7th. And of course, I would love you to be a part of that. Such a great thing to really give back is really what it's all about. And everybody knows that it's all about the Hero Porsche 911. So I want to just say thank you to all of my guests here. Todd Packin will be coming on one more time. And again, Julie gave us some really good stuff. With that, I do want to give out our phone number here, and that number is 805-419-0008. And, of course, I end all of my shows with a moment of happiness, and today's is two words that can change the way we approach our life. Can I or can I? I can. And think and choose the right option and create a difference in your life. And that's really what life's all about. Go out there and live your best life. And I hope that all of my guests have made a difference in your life and that you can get some golden nuggets from it. With that, you've been listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. I hope I hear from a lot of you out there. And again, if there's somebody that you want to hear about or you want to be a part of our show, please reach out to me. And of course, that phone number is 805-419-0008. And also download our podcast and follow us throughout our social. With that, have a great rest of your weekend and stay hydrated.